This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill today, testimony that might sound like semantics, but to service people wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, the difference between personality disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is important indeed. Thousands of military personnel diagnosed with personality disorder instead of PTSD have been discharged without the medical benefits to help them recover. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on today's hearing.
In October of 2004, a young Army soldier named Jonathan Town was delivering the mail at his base in Ramadi, Iraq, when it came under fire.
While running for shelter in my S1 shop's office, a 107mm rocket exploded 3 feet above my head, leaving me unconscious on the ground with a severe concussion, shrapnel in my neck, and blood pouring from my ears.
Town was rushed to the medical unit, treated for his wounds, and given the day to rest. He returned to duty the next day.
2 months later, I was awarded a Purple Heart for my injuries I suffered on that traumatic day in October. This is when everything started to go downhill health-wise for me. Throughout the next 9 months, while continuing to serve my country, I battled severe nonstop headaches, bleeding from my ears, and insomnia.
Despite the fact that Town hadn't had these symptoms before and had passed psychological screenings when he enlisted and re-enlisted in the Army, Town was diagnosed with what Army doctors called a pre-existing personality disorder. So when Town was discharged, he got no access to medical care and no disability benefits. Another veteran, Paul Sullivan, who runs an organization called Veterans for Common Sense, says there are thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, of cases like Town's. Sullivan's group filed suit against the Department of Defense this week with one goal in mind.
If a service member goes to war and they come back wounded, injured, ill, and they need medical care, the country has an obligation, social contract, to provide that care.
Sullivan says it shouldn't take dozens of pages of claims and months of bureaucratic process for wounded veterans to get medical care. The journalist who originally broke Jonathan Town's story also testified today. His name is Joshua Kors. Kors told the lawmakers that he's been told by Army insiders that doctors are pressured to make these diagnoses, sometimes to save the Army money. That assertion raised the ire of Indiana Republican Steve Booyer, who demanded that Kors name his sources. When he wouldn't, Booyer raged, saying this is exactly the problem with taking congressional testimony from journalists.
They get to speak in generalities as the major premise, and we don't know how, with regard to the credibility or embellishments, they get to use innuendo, and the results then...
At this point, Sullivan broke in.
...can be reckless indictments.
Sounds very much like congressman I know, too.
Well, the mirror looks pretty good.
Jonathan Town asked the Veterans Administration to review his case 5 times, but it was only after the news stories of his case came to light that the VA did. They changed his diagnosis to PTSD and awarded him 100% disability benefits and medical care. Committee Chairman Bob Filner of California said the problem is the many thousands of other veterans whose cases are not in the media spotlight.
The system is leading to this situation. I have been told by a doctor, Mr. Booyer, and I'm not going to reveal his name here because he thought he'd be fired, that he was told by his commanders to diagnose people with PTSD and get them out. I asked him to testify. He was fearful of that.
Filner promised more work on this matter and perhaps legislation to give veterans the ability to challenge their mental health diagnosis when they return from war. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.